Ash and JB, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JB will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
Hi everyone, welcome back to this in between Christmas and New Year's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Paulie Ash and JD. Now, it might end up having to have an odd break in the middle of it because Ashley's not very well. I'm keeping my distance, social distancing and all that. But, you know, other than that, I mean, we've just been speaking off pod. We should have saved the conversation for the pod, really. So, since we have had questions about it, have you had a good Christmas, mate?
Yes, it's been a nice one. Obviously, Kobe's at an age now where she kind of knows not everything that's going on, but knows somewhat. Like, she gets excited when she's seen all the presents and everything. So, yeah, it was a nice one, actually. How about yourself?
I mean, the dog, he doesn't really understand Christmas. So, yeah, when he's getting his little box of extra treats, it just seems like another normal day to him, really. I did get him a new collar. A couple of weeks ago, we bought some new toys for him because he's been mad over this octopus, purple octopus that he's had for fucking, well, what you would think about a year, but most likely hasn't been. And he's obviously played with that much. He's got no legs left. Yeah. It's literally just the head. And there's no stuffing left in it either. But he still fucking plays around with you. But the other week, say we was in Asda or something, we found two more, but they were weird looking, like, you know, in the night garden. So Macapaca with his odd shaped blue heads.
Yeah.
So the heads are sort of like that shape. Okay. So they look a bit special. Yeah. I didn't even count the legs, to be fair, so they might not be fully all there. But when we got them, I said to the missus, like, because at that point, the octopus still had two legs left. I was like, save it for Christmas for him. Nah, straight away gives him one. But he still barely plays with that one. He's just been playing with his head still. So he's just fucking, he's off his head. He'll just grab it, throw it around. Like the last of the insides, the sponge stuff just falls out. And then he'll just lie on it there. Like, mate, there's literally nothing left.
Yeah.
It's like a sock now. So, trying to get him to fucking play with that a bit more now. Otherwise, yeah, I mean, I didn't really get too much, but I didn't ask for much either. New batteries for my drills and stuff, because one of them's knackered, so, yeah. New one of those. What else did she get? A couple of T-shirts, and then just little figures, so not the Pop Punk ones, but there was one other small little one, little red Power Ranger one. And then collector items, the six original Power Rangers, still in the packaging.
Yeah.
Because they're in like the flat cardboard packaging with the plastic surrounding,
you
can't just stand them up on the shelf.
No.
So I've had to, like, with the way that the little man cave cinema area is, with the one triangle shelf, I've had to, like, wedge the cardboard in on the frame of the shelf just to hold them up.
Didn't I have those little... I don't even know. So, you know, like back in the day when they used to like be on the rack, they've got that little hole in it.
Yeah, so they've got the hook as if you take back in Toys R Us days and then you take it off the hook. So it's got that, but I ain't got no hooks for them.
Right.
So that's why I'll just wedge them in there for now. And then she got me a fucking, again, it's a red Power Ranger, but it's a bath duck. So the little rubber duckies.
Yeah.
And so he's like morphed into the red Power Ranger, and he's got his little sword in his little, but they're not, they're like little wings in it, so he's holding a little sword looking, and it comes in a little bath as well. So yeah, I've had to put that on the shelf as well. Done that, but we won't talk about food too much because of your sensitive belly, but I'd started prepping the food the day before as well.
Right.
Overnight for about 15 hours, it was all cooking and that. Fucking beautiful. So I didn't have to do too much prep on Christmas Day, to be fair. So, yeah. And then movies and chilled. And then yesterday, so Boxing Day for us in the UK. Because Americans don't celebrate Boxing Day.
No, I think it's just Canada, isn't it?
Yeah. So the future 51st state.
Yeah, and Greenland.
Which isn't green.
Nah.
So, yeah, Boxing Day. Because I don't like going anywhere on Christmas Day. So Boxing Day was just doing all the running around and obviously ran late because the missus not being ready on time. So it was already an hour late. Oh, God. And even that, look, setting off. And look, luckily we wasn't on the motorway, but it was, look, I don't know if I've turned the straighteners off. So I'm having to turn back around. Yeah. Look, so I'm already late. And then that's added on as well. And look, you know, at the petrol station, because we were in her car, but I'm driving and I'm having to fill up. And well, if I'm filling up, just go in and pay. You know, stop being lazy. And but mate, they had the bangers on Radio One as I jumped into the car door, and it was Jamie T. If you got the money,
yeah,
I think. So that was it. Then I was like, Rob, I'm getting the his first album. Bang that on. So driving to the old fellas. Listening to Jamie T's first album.
I haven't heard that for ages.
Fucking tunes. So, yeah. It's I always find it mad. Like, how you can not listen to something for years.
Yeah.
And then the song will come on and you just remember all the words again as well. Fucking quality. So, yeah. Bopping to that on the way to fucking Burton. And then, fucking. Then it was back home. Grabbed the dog. Dropped the dog off at her mum's. And I was saying to her, let's just drop him off. And then go to my mum's, still at her mum's for 20 minutes. I'm like, we says to my mum, we'll be there at 12. Yeah. It's fucking 3 o'clock at these points. So, yeah, you know, it's, you try and make plans and nothing's going to.
Yeah.
And so I'm like unnecessarily pissed off on Boxing Day. And all I wanted to do was just
do what he needs to do.
Yeah. And then on the afternoon, start drinking. But no, fucking. And then, James, we won't talk about the football either, mate. I know you've sent your messages in. Well, I don't know if he sent a message last night. He probably has, to be fair. Yeah. But he was just saying about our no pressure from Chelsea. And what was he?
Next Chelsea lost just there.
They did, to be fair. They I managed to catch the last 10 minutes of that game. Fulham, though, they're just fucking... They're having a great season again, aren't they? Marco Silva, he's a good manager. But yeah, this was before their slip up to Chelsea anyway, but to Fulham, sorry. But yeah, no scare from Chelsea here. Top of the league at Christmas and will be at the end of the season. I like your confidence, James.
I think there would be if they win the game in hand. Is it 12 points? No, is it 10 points ahead of the game in hand?
Yeah, because I think at the moment... It's a
big gap if they win the game in hand.
Yeah, because again, they won last night. So let's just double check. So
8 points,
and then 7 points clear at the moment with a game in hand.
So the game in hand's Everton, so.
Yeah. Man, I still think it's mad about bloody Man City. Like, no one
fell off on that.
Yeah, no one predicted it to that. And especially,
Michael Owen did.
Did he?
Mate.
What, at the beginning of the season?
He said, I don't think Man City will have a good season this season. Have you not saw the clip resurfaced?
No.
At the time, everyone was like, what? Like, calling out Michael Owen for being, like, a fucking, like, shit pundit. But, like, I think he put in his predictions, he put Villa and Newcastle above them.
Well, again, they are at the moment.
Yeah.
And then Forest as well. Like,
Forest having a great season, aren't they?
It's just...
I can't see them keeping that up there.
Well, you wouldn't expect it. But they had a little bit of a slip the other week, and then they've still just bounced back again. Yeah. I mean, sitting in third, you know, points... Like, played one more game than Arsenal, but a point ahead of Arsenal. You know, it's just been a mad season. But, you know, we're not going to talk about United. The one thing I will say about United is just it proves... I know you haven't really been watching the games, but for anyone that has watched them, it proves that it's it wasn't Ten Hag's fault because of how bad the players have been.
No, I think everyone could see it's the players. They're not to the level. You know, when you look at the contracts, they just can't move them on because no one wants them for that.
Yeah, so
that's what I'm saying in terms of contract value. It's just so hard to move any. Even Mason May, was it 250 a week?
Yeah,
he going to go to? Where he's going to get that kind of money? He's just going to sit on that contract now.
Well, the fact that he had a pelvic hip injury that was going to be reoccurring before we bought him anyway, and that's just led on to all these other injuries. Mm. I don't think he's played a full 90 minutes, let alone two games back to back. It's just absolutely shocking that the decision making from the previous main owners of the Glazers, even though they are still the main owners, but with their regime, and then Ineos don't seem to be in full control at the moment still either.
It's just it was that Dan Ashworth that's left who made those signings. I mean, good signings, though. Was he with him? Sorry.
Yeah, so Dan Ashworth, they're saying that he made the signings, but he was still on gardening leave. So he would have had involvement because obviously alleged leaked emails between him and Omar Berada. But, you know, they can't blame it on him when he wasn't there.
I always remember that story. They could have got Anthony for 25 million or something, but they wanted someone else. And then last minute, they went back to Ajax, and Ajax was like, nah.
Yeah, because they said
for him or whatever, and they was like, all right.
They literally says Ajax said, 4 weeks into the summer transfer window, that's it, we're not selling any more players now. So it was obvious that they were, if they were going to sell anyone, it was Big Bunner. So
I just don't know where they go from here. You can't keep changing managers. It's not the managers. It's the
mentality of a lot of the players because, you know, you see in certain games that they have the ability and then they can put a shift in a good performance, but it's not enough. It's not week in, week out. You know, you get in the logs of Casemiro, Rashford on the same wage, if not more, as a Mo Salah. And they're not getting anywhere near a third of the amount of fucking Salah's season.
I did see somewhere, I think it was at Mark Goldbridge, he says that Rashford, Casemiro and Fernandes costing over £1 million a week.
Yeah, it's about £1 million a week,
And it's just like, they're not doing, even them three together and doing like what Mo Salah's doing.
No.
It's just because I think Man U's problem is the through money, everything and the thought. I don't know. Something's not right there, is he, from its course? Something needs. I actually don't think it'd be a bad thing if they have like a really shit season with no European football and then just kind of like get to the end of the season and just rebuild. But they've got to rebuild like correctly.
Yeah, but even with having a poor season, not getting into any European competitions, there's still a lot of players that they're not going to be able to get rid of.
Yeah, I think they're just going to have to bite the bullet and pay them off, basically.
But with financial fair play and that, they're not going to be able to.
No, so what I'm saying is, so no one's going to buy Marcus Rashford and give him his wage, so they'll have to pay his wage, compensate his wage still, because there's sometimes they do that.
Well, I know there's potential loan coming up from the January transfer window. But then there's strong links with Chelsea. Obviously, his best mate, Sancho's there.
Yeah.
And, Chelsea don't seem to care about...
They've got loads of wingers. I don't know why he'd go there, but...
If Chelsea want to have him as well. The fact that I'm still seeing, main pundits on TalkSport and that saying that he's got to be worth at least 50, 60 million, I'd take 20 million for him. Because, again, with FFP, that's pure profit because he's come through the youth setup and that. I feel like it's a bit of a shame that Garnacho's already been linked with a move away. You know, it's still early into Amorim's system. You know, potentially could get something out of you. I know we dropped him out of the full squad the other week as well, but, if I like what he's saying. If they're not putting enough effort in on the training ground, and, you know, it could have just been that one session where he's turned up and
didn't show enough.
Yeah, he's just been a bit of a lazy one. You know, maybe he did just go out for a drink the night before or something, even though nothing's been said. because there was a lot of people saying that it was him that kept leaking the team sheet as well.
Okay.
But it's leaning more towards that it is Marcus Rashford that had done that now. Because, what's his name? I don't know if it's Samuel Luckhurst, but there was the, well, literally 24 hours before the Manchester derby, one of these newspaper dickheads anyway, got the full team, leaked it out, and then it come out that Rashford was completely out of the squad. And then there was obviously his interview with Henry Winter saying that he's ready for a new challenge, blah, blah. And now that original journalist is saying that he's had contact with Rashford's entourage, and he's saying that he's not happy that the club are willing to sell him.
Okay.
So he can do an interview saying that he's ready to leave, but he's not happy that the club are willing to sell him. So since that journalist has blatantly said Rashford's entourage has says this,
yeah,
that's why they're saying now, but it must have been Rashford that was leaking the team then.
Okay.
Which is ridiculous. Well, you know, why you do that? Because it's just benefiting your opposition because they can adjust tactics to suit, can't they? But, you know, we're not a footballing podcast anyway. There is still, there's talks heating up about Qatar coming back in again now, though.
Well,
I don't know who they're going to try and buy out, if not all of it again.
I think they do just need to log someone, because that Ratcliffe, what's his name?
Jim Ratcliffe.
Yeah. He wants to put money in it, but he doesn't want to like put his, like, too much money into it, but it sounds of it. Like,
it, again, because of all this FFP and FS.
Would new owners allow them to spend money, though?
So, it doesn't log with Newcastle, for example, that, you know, their owners are proper rich as well, yeah, but it's getting a legit way to get the money into the club. And obviously you can't do a Man City and just make up fake sponsorships and stuff. You've got to do it the right ways. So Qatar's plan was to buy the club outright, clear off the debt with their own money instantly. So doing that, that automatically adds extra funds, because it's something like 100 million a year, at least anyway, is going back on debt payments. So that would clear up that much for fucking transfer funds. Then they were going to get straight on to build a new stadium. So, you know, you think of Spurs Stadium, that's built within a couple of years. Old Trafford's still sold out. Doesn't matter how shit it is. Fucking mice infestation at the moment as well.
Yeah, I've seen that as well.
But they're still getting 75,000 plus fans in every game. So, if they were to build a stadium that was 100,000 seats, it's still going to sell out. So, that would generate an extra... Because I worked it out before. It was something like 5 million a game, a home game, just from ticket sales. So, you know, they'd probably go up to 7.5 million per game and that, and then there's all the added extra functions they can do, because obviously Spurs want to do the NFL games and stuff, whatever else that Wembley does, and you know, in boxing arts and all that kind of thing. So it would generate a lot of money that way, and that can go back into the club. I'm surprised Jim hasn't done it yet, but name rights to the stadium. I know there'd be big uproar if you know, if it was Ineos Trafford or something.
I don't like that, though. I must admit, I like, I know it's a way of getting like money into the club.
Yeah.
Like, and you can get a lot of money by doing the name rights. Mm-hmm. But I do like when just keep it like St. James's Park, Old Trafford.
Yeah, Miller they Park. Should do, yeah. I think the only way to appease the fans, not just United fans, with anyone doing it, it should be like Old Trafford represented by Ineos. So you're still saying the stadium's name first. And then it's just the logo next to it or like underneath or something. You know, because no one wants the Sports Direct Stadium again, do they?
No.
But, hopefully it is more than just a rumour and Qatar can come in, because they would actually clear the shit and they wouldn't be sacking people, cancelling Christmas dues and all that fucking nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, it's because that's the annoying thing about it. You've got the players on the 300 odd grand a week and that. Yeah, you're sacking people. You're not even giving... you've reduced the Christmas bonus from... I think it was £40 off, so it would have been £100 per person, down to £60, something like that. And then, no Christmas party as well. So, fucking But what you'd be spending on the Christmas bonus and the fucking Christmas party, you can make that back up on your own interest, fucking on your own money. So just pay it. Stop being a tight cunt. Oh, it's so fucking annoying.
It's like to cut corners, it's just like a couple hundred quid there, like £2,000, £3,000 there.
Yeah.
Oh, that would do.
Yeah. Especially when the cuds, like I've seen it with Aston Villa before with their fine sheet. So if you're late to training, yeah,
that goes towards like all the staff kind of thing.
Yeah. So if they did that, just saying like fucking, you know, if you're late to training, if you're on your phone when you shouldn't be, and fucking this and that, then not a set figure. It should be a percentage of the wage. Yeah.
I'm sure I've read somewhere where Pep Guardiola gave everyone £1,000 at the end of the season. Like we know, like all the staff. Always like a watch or something. He gave like all the training staff and hospitality staff £1,000. I'm sure I've read that.
He might have done. I don't know, to be honest. Because there is a lot of people out there, like the footballers and that do stuff like that. Yeah. Even with the FA Cup final last season, again with the two Manchester teams, Bruno Fernandes paid for the extra hospitality seats for the United fucking staff and that to be there.
Right.
Because, again, that was one of the first things that Sir Jim Ratcliffe did was cancel that because that was coming out of the club's own money. And so Bruno was like, hang on, no, I'll pay the £30,000, whatever the fuck it is. So, yeah. And then
imagine
obviously,
that. Just imagine paying £30,000. Yeah, he's come £30,000.
Yeah, but if you've got fucking millions, you don't give a shit.
Yeah. That'd be nice, though.
Especially because I know he's not performing the best anyway, but you know, you can never doubt his willingness and his, you know, his love for the club. I know it was the same with Sporting as well, but he's trying to play for the team and for the fans.
Yeah,
so if you love the place, you're not bothered about dishing out that extra money for it. So
no, I think he's a bit overrated, man. I've said it before.
Well, the stats are still there, though.
We'll see. I don't think he's that great.
Yeah, but Blues had another win yesterday, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
2-0, Burton Albion. Yeah.
Top of the league, game in hand.
That's nice.
That's it.
Yeah. Get promoted again next season and then have another shit season again then.
No, apparently they've got drafted a few good players as well. I've read. No, I don't know. They're after Nathan Redmond again. Remember, obviously, started Nathan off in Blues. Redmond. Yeah.
Mm.
So him.
I thought he would have retired by now, to be fair.
No, I'm sure he's at Burnley at the moment.
I don't know. I feel like the last time I saw him play, was it Norwich that he used
Norwich,
to play for
as well? Norwich, and then he went to a Turkish team for a bit, I'm sure he did. And then Burnley got him. I'm sure he's at Burnley at the moment, I might be wrong. And there's a...
Who's the other lad?
Another lad, but they're just saying he's brought the league in now, which they are.
Yeah, but, you know, when... Especially if they are doing it legitimately.
Well, every week it's sold out. Like, so, I mean, if anyone's ever seen a Blues game over the past two, three years, it was used to be like about 10,000 people max there. So,
what is it? Around 28,000.
Yeah. And they've redone all the stadium. Got a fan park now. So,
I've been there for years.
No, nah, mate, past the Blues ground now, done the Blues shop. They've done it all out.
Yeah, fair play.
Sometimes it's good. I'm happy that we've went down now and to rebuild. Obviously, if you get promoted, it's paid off. Because, as we said before, you don't have... In League 2, you can buy as much as you want. It's when you start going to the Championship and the Premier League that you have to make it balance on the book side. So it's better to buy these players now in League 1. Then before you go in the Championship and you have to follow more regulations.
I mean, to be fair, the way it's been the last 10 years, I'd happily see us get relegated into the Championship just so that would mean that a lot of these shit players on the ridiculous wages would have to go for their own fucking, you know, benefit, really. Because I'm sure it's a 24% reduction on the wage for not qualifying the Champions League as well. So at least that would show what players do actually want to stay and play for the badge thing, because other ones would just fuck off, wouldn't they? Yeah, that's enough of that. You know, it is still a Christmassy feel. You know, just put a fucking rope down and talking about it, you know, for a little while there. But otherwise, yeah, well, we'll move on from it now. New Year's, have you got any New Year's resolutions this year?
Oh, you know, so we done our three last year. Do you remember? I remember what mine was, but I can't remember what mine was. So mine was kind of like lose weight, learn a different language, and potentially get into gaming. The gaming one, just no chance.
Was it language or was it piano or something?
No, it was language.
Did you
want
to do piano, but
yeah,
I
knew that I wouldn't have time for it. I did learn a little bit of Italian, but I forgot it all. Like, I could, to the point where it was actually pretty easy to learn. But because I'm not going there, I was like, why am I learning it? But I could, if you put me in Italy with the, I can't remember hardly anything now, I could get around with the basics that I learned from that. But this year, I've brought a harmonica, mate, from Amazon.
Harmonica.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to learn to play that because it's just easy as you can take it with you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Are you going to get on a bit of busking? Or if you're sitting on the train?
Nah, nothing like that. I keep up on the TikTok and I was just like, no, I can, obviously you can just sit down and do that. Like, it's not wherever you are, innit? So,
see, that'd be mad because, like, it's something that you used to see the old boys doing in the pub sometimes. So imagining you, you know, 30 years sitting there with like fucking just people around, you know. Go on, Ash, get the harmonica out.
Let me up here, mate.
Yeah. Like, you're probably on the harder stuff by that time as well. Yeah. You might be on the whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you're just like smashing a little tune out.
I don't
know what you'd be doing, Lord, but yeah. Doing a little tune on the harmonica and like, everyone else like slapping the knee and that around, yeah.
Hey. So all it was because I've seen someone do Piano Man, which is basically, I won't do the tune, but it's a catchy tune.
Yeah, I know the song.
Yeah.
Sing us a song, Piano Man.
And that's Zach Braff. I can't pronounce his second name, the country singer. He's done a song called Pink Skies.
Okay.
And he kind of like copies that tune a little bit.
Mm.
And I saw someone play it and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get that.
Well, since you just mentioned country music, so Christmas Day, just having a little flick through on TikTok.
Yes.
Now, I didn't... No, I've never even thought about it, to be fair. But I don't know if you've seen any of the videos of people giving Guinness to the horses.
No.
So, literally, the first one that I saw was cracked open a can of Guinness. And they were said the horse's name was Jeff, or Jeff's first Christmas
Jeff's
Guinness.
On it.
Yeah, and so poured it into one of the purple garden buckets.
Yeah.
Poured the whole can in, and then he's dipped his head in, quick fucking drink, and his head straight up in the air, and his teeth were out, and he's all fucking like loving it and that. And look, I've never thought about it before, but there's literally a country song where it goes, whiskey for my boys and beer for my horses. So I'd looked into it then, and Guinness would be for the iron content and that anyway. But otherwise, beer is a probiotic, so it's good for gut health and stuff for the horses.
Okay.
And yeah, it's just mad. Like, I've been singing along to that country song for years now. Never even thought about it. Just like, you know, never even crossed my mind. Like, oh, that's a mad lyric. What does it mean? And it's an actual thing. Fucking getting the horses on it. I mean, it didn't look like a proper racehorse, to be fair.
It just looked like someone's
own personal horse. But yeah, there's loads of videos of it, just fucking all sorts of different stouts and beers and that. Yeah, just pour them in with the fucking food or the fucking just straight out into a bucket. And just horses are loving it, getting on it. Fucking Christmas beers with the horses, imagine it. I mean, you wouldn't want to be fucking walking along with a drunk horse, would you? Fucking just like falls over and lands on top of you and shit.
Nah.
Fuck that. But no, it's a nice little fucking... Nice little fact for you there, for anyone that didn't know that horses like beer.
Well, I didn't know that, mate.
No. So, now that we've cheered it up a little bit, we'll get on to some of the correspondence. So, yeah, we've already went with James's bullshit. Lauren's asked us a question here, and I definitely feel like you would have an answer for this.
Right.
So she says, why is it embarrassing for a man to be seen peeing? I accidentally walked into the bathroom while my boyfriend was peeing the other day, and he freaked out. Thoughts? See, because you're a nervous weir anyway. You don't like weeing in public.
I just hide splashback, like when they get too close. Because have you seen, like, I just like that. If I'm sad as free urinals, if I go straight and go to the left, I want to know that next gear is going all the way to the right and not take. But I've been in too many uncomfortable situations where people just go straight in that middle one, and it's pissed me off. I don't know about that though. What are your thoughts on
that? So I would have thought, like, you know, sometimes you might not be having a good dick day, and it's a little bit smaller, and or it's cold, so you wouldn't want to be seen doing that. But otherwise, I don't really give a fuck. I mean, I've been in the bathroom having a piss while the missus are brushing her teeth. And,
I don't mind. I'm the same. Like, around my partner, I just do anything.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Was he actually weeing? That's the question then. Was he trying to, tug on his pod?
In a cheeky one.
Yeah. And, is that why you freaked out? I mean, if he's standing up in front of the toilet, doing it, that's a bit of a mad one. Well, I don't know why you'd do that. But then again, we've got a mate that probably does do that. He gets off on fucking all sorts of mad shit. But ain't got a clue. I don't know. Yeah, other than being outside and fucking, you try and have a piss because you caught short and someone sees you, like, oh no, it's embarrassing, I shouldn't be doing it here. So I don't know why it's embarrassing. But if you are pissing outside, don't piss into the wind, because then you're definitely getting splashbacks. So does it freak you out when you get your own splashback?
Nah, because I'm pissing the thing, ain't it? But what I'm saying is, no, because you hit it right, it doesn't do it.
Yeah, but it does happen sometimes though. Like, when you're in the summer
and you push it out a bit too much, kind of thing.
Well, you're in shorts, you're pissing, and sometimes it'll splash back and you feel it just splash onto your shin and that. It is horrible, isn't it? I mean, freak out, but you're looking. Like, and you don't want to make it obvious, but like, as you're washing your hands, you just fucking wash your shin as well, because then you're walking around with a wet leg. So, well, did you piss on it? Looking. So, yeah. I mean, otherwise, if you're scared of that, just play it safe and have a sit down with. I had to do that at the fucking mother-in-law's yesterday. She still hasn't fucking put the lights back up in the bathroom. And the toilet downstairs, the fucking flush, if you haven't got the knack, like, to know how to flush it, which I'm not there enough to fucking get that knack, it doesn't flush. You're there, like, pressing it 20 times just to get fucking half the tank out. So I'll go upstairs for a wee. And then because there's no lights, it's dark. I'm like, well, I ain't standing here. My phone was downstairs, so sit down, we played it safe. As always, I would have pissed everywhere, and I wouldn't have known because it was too dark. So, Lauren, I think you need to have a word with your fella and say, was you wanking? Is that what it was? And Roddy's asked, do you think it's easier for men to live without women or women to live without men?
Right. I think that's true. I do think that.
Well, what's true? Because
like the men living without women.
So it's easier for men to live without women than the other way around.
Yeah.
I would say I think that's more true myself.
Simpler. So I feel like.
Well, because we can just, like, men can just get shit done still. Where women, if they're on their own, there's always a jar they can't open. there's a bit of DIY that needs to be done. They can't do it. You know, the bulbs need to be changed. The top of the light shades need dusting and stuff. Like, you know, just a load of things like that they just can't get done in it. So, whereas men just fucking crack on with it. Like, oh, yeah, I'll do that. And like, for any of the women that are out there, like, oh, yeah, but you can't wash your own clothes. Yeah, we can. And if it's not dirty, we don't need to wash it. Well, simple as. So, Yeah, I think it's men's got it a lot easier. And then if you're feeling like in the mood as well, it's easy to just fucking smash one out. Where women, they got to fucking, I know there is some women that can just like give a quick flick on the bean, it's all done. But you know, some of them have to build up to it. They have to fucking get the extension lead out for the big fucking wand and that, and turn all the lights off, get a candle on and shit.
Get the ambience right.
Yeah. You know, men can just be like, oh yeah, that's a pair of tits on my phone. Fucking smash it out. Fucking done. So, yeah. You know, sorry women, but facts there. Tegan asked an interesting question. With the presidency about to change back to Donald Trump, I got to thinking, how has there never been any scandals on Barack Obama? Do you think he's really that much of a saint? Ooh. So obviously that's regarding all the shit that's been put towards Trump with his, just fucking everything.
No, I think they're just different characters, and I think Trump says stuff that he doesn't mean sometimes just to get a reaction, and then he comes back around on him. But as far as Barack Obama, I'm not too sure on that. I mean,
well, I haven't done any research into it, but the main scandal / conspiracy that I ever have seen about him is that Michelle is actually Michael. Because fucking last year or something, there was a lot of videos, a lot of TikTok conspiracy videos and all that, even YouTube ones, where it's full into depth, and they'll be zooming in on pictures, and you see a little bulge down there. There's pictures of him with someone that was actually, or apparently, called Michael, and it's just Michelle with short hair, basically.
Oh.
Because the facial features are just identical. You'd say it's a twin brother, basically.
Right.
And then there was reports, I don't know who it was now, I probably should have got some of this up. So it was before he was president, when he was like Senate or something, apparently he was sucking off another geezer, or someone else sucked him off, like another politician of sorts anyway. They were sucking each other off in the back of a limo.
Right.
Because it was... The other person in that, I did that yesterday driving, you know, because of the weather at the moment, looking, the cars are all dirty.
Yeah.
And as I was driving past this silver car, someone wrote fucking gay, and then the other side of the logo, not Toyota logo, whatever it was, put bummer on the other side. Because I'm driving, the missus talking about something, and I've just gone, gay. She looked at me, she's like, what's gay about that? I was like, no, the car. Why is the car guy? I was like, you didn't see it. Don't worry about it. But I just love it. Good old fucking bit of car art. I remember years ago, I did take a picture of it. But on the back of a van that was in front of me at the traffic lights or something, someone had tried to do a cock and a balls. But because they'd literally just done like curved shapes and the middle one was a slightly bigger curve, it looked like Doug Trio. I just remember laughing about that as well. Looking, but some of them are creative with the old car ass.
Yeah, with the logos.
Yeah.
Improvised with it.
And, especially when you see like a full face and a cock getting fucking splashing over it and that. You know, it's, I mean, ones like that, that's a bit too much time on their hands, only. So Barack Obama being gay. Whoever it was, sucking each other off in a limo. Apparently he was off to sex parties and stuff as well. So I feel like there is stuff there because there's no smoke without fire.
Yeah.
So I think there's stuff there, but because it's not illegal for being with a trans person or woman another man, or whether he just sucked him off, I don't know, that... if any of it is true, that it doesn't matter. It probably is. Like, if it is true, he probably has been paying people off, signing NDAs and stuff. So it can stay under wraps a little bit. But otherwise, I think if it did come out, people would just be more pro-Obama then, because he'd be like, but he wasn't just the first black president. Yeah. He was our first fucking you know, like,
gay boy.
Yeah, representative of the flag and the cocks.
Yeah.
So, otherwise, yeah, there was nothing else that I've seen. No secret murders or anything. But there's loads of people like that. A lot about when I was with my dad yesterday, Jamie Oliver was on the TV and he was like, oh, he's a great furry, he's in it. I was like, nah, from everything that I've heard, he's an absolute cunt. Because just from people in the industry, work industry, that have met him, like, again, people meeting him at his restaurants and stuff over the years. Yeah, apparently he's a bit like a James Corden, just fucking all smiles and that on the TV. But arrogant, stuck up fucking prick in real life. So my dad was surprised about that. And then I'd mentioned about fucking Dermot O'Leary. He's like, nah, he's a really nice bloke. But hey, mate, Frank, we've met him and he's fucking arrogant, doing all these fucking lunges and that. And fucking, you know, all about him. And as soon as the camera was off, just fucking like, yeah, ain't doing this. Walks off.
Literally just, yeah.
Was wearing it, fucking pleb.
Literally just switched to a different person. Like
Was wearing it. Camera's on him. Like, oh, yeah, hi, guys.
Chief are happy then. Fucking, head down.
Yeah, like, I'm coming. Fucking. So, yeah. Don't always believe what you see on the TV. And I think it's proof, really, because obviously, Philip Schofield, we know how that ended.
Okay.
Hugh Edwards. Again.
Well, yeah.
I'm not looking forward to it. I don't know if I've said it before or if we've had a conversation about it, but I'm hearing more rumours from, like, just bits being said on the podcasts that I listen to. But David Jason, old Dow boy.
Yeah.
So there's talks, mumbling about him being a bit of a fucking predator back in the day as well. A bit of an old Jimmy Savile. Now, I don't know if it's going to be to the same extent where, you know, going to hospital beds and touching up kids and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't heard nothing like that.
But it's
mad that sometimes our quick rumors can start just over anything, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Because, again, with the... Because it's not NDAs, but there's a court thing that stops papers from publishing things. Because, again, allegedly, Schofield was doing that for years, paying a lot of money. But, apparently there's another big name that's paying, like, millions a year to stop stories from coming out. It's rumoured that it's going to be David Jason, which is going to break so many people's hearts if it's true. You know, because at one point he was, like, a national treasure, wasn't it? Only Fools and Horses and that. But I'm hoping it's just a bit of just the way times have changed. He might have been just a bit of a jack the lad when he was younger and not abusing his power, but because he was, you know, famous and that, just thought, hey, girl, you want some? I'm fucking...
I suppose, when everyone's throwing themselves at you have to, you know, someone says I'm this age. You can't just go off it, don't you, in the moment, I suppose.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Unless they looked really young or whatever.
Yeah. Because, again, you still see, but from time to time it will pop up about Elvis. And, you know, there's a film where he's fucking singing to she's 9 or something. Now, I know it's a film, but still it's like, you know, saying fucking, want to take you home with me tonight, you really look cute or whatever the fuck the song is. So there's... You know, those old rumours that was going on then. But, you know, not that I'm condoning that, but times were a lot different fucking, you know, 80 years ago and stuff. That it was ever there.
I think there was more leeway. So, like, in terms of, like, if you was, I don't know, 19, you probably could get away with going out with a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, as where now, you just couldn't. If you're 15, you can't go out with a 19-year-old.
Unless you're a boy going out with a 19-year-old girl.
You're the fucking lad, mate. That's what
always baffles me when you see the fucking the female teachers getting it on with the lads and they're like, oh, I'm not happy with this, I'm going to get the police involved. Oh, just mate, let it be, man.
Honestly, you got to, literally ride that. Literally.
Yeah.
Ride that out.
No.
Like, and then when blackmail them.
Yeah, fucking get that PlayStation 5 game that you're after, any. But when you see, like, because I feel with some of them that don't help themselves because they're bragging to the mates and stuff.
Yeah.
And then because they're sending pictures, and then like one of the parents will find out. So it's someone else's parent that snitches on it. Oh, just chill, man. But,
just chill.
Yeah, because
he's getting it. Just chill. Yeah,
because if I have a son and he's fucking like 14, 15, and he's banging his teacher that's like 15, 20 years older than him, I'll just give a little fucking thumbs. I'll be like, yes, son. Keep it fucking quiet, but yes, mate, we're fucking, like, just crack on any. Just leave him to me. Like, you know, unless she's abusing him and that as well.
But the funniest things, the funniest thing is when you see like a video like that on TikTok, like where like, you know, like, I don't know, like an underage boy was getting like sexually harassed by like a teacher. Is the comments section. The comments section kills me. Like,
yeah.
Can I go back to school and not like that? Like,
yeah.
As well, if it's like the opposite way around though, it's just like, everyone's just like fucking nuts. You know what I mean? It just feels, it just, I don't know, maybe because we are men, it feels more horrible that way around.
Yeah, it's definitely frowned upon that way, where it's, you know, men shouldn't be, because men are meant to be the protectors.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be
the predators, kind of.
Yeah. But it, I don't know if you remember any of it. When we was in school, I remember some of the girls, like, saying about the certain teachers, like, oh, yeah, fucking, I'd let him do this and that, like, when, yeah, you know, we was, like, 14, 15. So, if they are throwing themselves at them, then I know the teachers should know better. But I suppose there is still going to be that, for some, I'm not condoning it, but for some, it is still going to be fucking, like my cousin, I'm not saying my cousin's a fucking nonsense, but he has told me, because he's a history teacher, and he has says that he's had inappropriate comments from the students, and he's like, don't fucking talk to me like that. But he has to tell him, like, not to fucking say anything.
Yeah.
Because it is going to happen. Like, you know, we all remember being a horny fucking teenager. And, I mean, not that we said anything to the teachers. We said it to each other about teachers. Yeah. The female teachers, not the men. You know, because we weren't like that. But, you know, if they are, especially with how they are, like, you know, the younger generations these days, if they're just open about fucking the sexuality and that, and they're saying such and such to the teacher, it's going to be fucking mad.
It is crazy how we're saying, like, it's acceptable for a 15-year-old to get harassed by a 30-year-old woman because you'd be a lad.
It's not harassment then, though, is it?
But
it's
like,
a fucking good effort.
I'm just trying to play like devil's advocate, but like, obviously, I think it's because it's that never experienced it, so it's always been that like fancy from when you was a kid, I suppose. It was always that one teacher, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was gonna say Willoughby then, but it was the fucking maths teacher. I can't think of her name now, but she looked like Holly Willoughby. I can't fucking think of a name now. But it was literally Doctor something. I'm surprised I can't fucking remember. But yeah, she looked like Holly Willoughby.
I can't fucking remember.
Because she wasn't your maths teacher. You was thick.
I was, was you in the top maths one?
Yeah.
I know I wasn't in the top one.
I can't fucking remember a name.
I remember they put me, you know, when you first get your, like, rollers, because, like, your 10, it kind of changed again. Do you remember for us?
Yeah, yeah.
They put me in one class. I was like, actually, you meant to be here? I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I looked around. I should have meant to be in there, mate. Like, the questions I was asking, I was just like, even my alpha, like, fucking Stephen Hawking, read it all out. But that's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You sure you meant to be in? I was like, yeah, look, it's on my timetable. And so she's like, one sec. Went out, come back. It's like, yeah, next week you in that one. Like, I was like, right, sound. Yeah, yeah.
I think that would have been down to your concentration, though, because I remember a lot of the time, like, you just zone out, you'd be looking out the window and stuff. And so if you're not putting that down on the paper, on the little exams and stuff, then they would have put you in the lower class for that reason. Yeah,
you know, but looking back, for someone that overthinks everything, in school, I never overthought anything. I was just literally too probably chill. Because I literally, so you said, I never used to do anything. I never used to care. I just fucking couldn't wait to leave.
Yeah, you definitely did change. I'd say probably from like 17, really. Yeah. Once you sort of like realised, ah, shit, I do have to work and earn money and that now. But otherwise, definitely from 21 onwards was when you'd noticeably start fucking stressing about things there.
I don't even know why I do it. Like, I try not to do it as much anymore. Well, I don't think I do it, but like, mate, well, last week before we went out for beers, that broke me.
Well, it's not helping that you've still got the fucking reminder over there. So after the record last week, before going out for the beers, Ashley's gone to blow out the little candle, the little teacup candle.
So I've blew the teacup. So obviously we have the wax mask on, so it smells nice. I've blew the candle. The candle itself went flying up. I don't even know what you'd call it.
It's just like a little chimney for the little teacup candle that you put the wax in the top.
Because it's got no back to it. It's,
which I feel like that's a design fault.
Yeah, I mean, some of them do, some of them don't. So it's blew out.
I know my ones are just the one hole for the candle on the inside. There's no exit, just an entrance.
The ones upstairs have like little holes in the back, so it's not like fully in and out.
Mm.
Yeah, so I've blew this candle, meant to blow it out, but I've blew the whole candle out. And the wick that's still alight was right underneath the fucking blinds. So I went to grab it. As I grabbed it on the way back, I've knocked the wax mat over. It went everywhere. Just wax everywhere. I just, just finished me.
Yeah. So I'm looking over and I can still see said chimney, candle chimney. Well,
that one's for the kitchen. On kitchen one now. And we've put the two other ones in there now.
Mm.
But yeah.
And then you're just not going to get a new one? Or you're just going to have that as a reminder to not blow the candle too hard?
So I'll just keep that around, but I'll swap with one upstairs that would hardly pull on.
There it is. Yeah. Yeah. You made up for it on the beers afterwards, though, didn't you?
Oh,
you
soon
forgot about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to speak to you about that after the plot the last.
Because I think we had at least 15 pints, man. Well, I know I did anyway. So we had about seven or eight before we went into Gozel.
Yeah. For me, I was getting a bit paranoid, you know, because there was a lot of stardust about. Did you know about that?
Well, I didn't know how much, but I knew that there was definitely
some marching powder, and I was getting paranoid that there was plenty in my drink, because I went, and honestly, mate.
I remember you saying to me at one point, can you just watch my drink?
Yeah, because I felt, I know we went from a different atmosphere from the one. But after, I was just like, when we got to the other one, I was just like, really like wanting to move my body. Like, and I've never, you know me, I ain't a fucking.
Nah.
And I was like, I just wanted just to fucking get up. I couldn't sit down for like 10 minutes. And I was like, then I started going on like a bit of a power, like, what's going on here? To the point where someone brought me drinks. And I, like, if I didn't see who brought it, like, if say everyone I knew that got the drinks, I'd put them on the floor. I don't know if you know it, I put them on the floor, didn't you? But yeah,
I can't say I remember seeing you do that, but yeah.
Apart from that though, yeah, there was a few drinks going on.
Mm.
Definitely a few.
Yeah. So yeah, you definitely made up for it. I said earlier, I'm shocked at how little I've drank over the last 2 days as well. Literally 4 cans on Christmas Day and 4 cans yesterday as well on Boxing Day. Just not enough. But there was me fucking Christmas night after watching the second film. So I watched The Assassin, which is Jack Black.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it, but I know what you
Because I'd seen the trailer of Jack Black, I was thinking that it's a Jack Black film, even though he's in it, but it's not. It's more of a kid's film. So I wouldn't say to race out and watch it, but if it's on, then yeah. But still, yeah, so I watched that. And then afterwards, quick flick through TikTok, and there was all like the fucking the videos of like men at 8 o'clock or whatever on Christmas Day, and one of them was like there was like 5 couples and all the men are asleep, like birds and that. Like, so yeah, because that's how it should be, like getting up drinking and just being on it all day. But no, I just wasn't on it. Like I think was it 2 while I was cooking, and then 2 while I was watching films. I'm absolutely fucking just ashamed himself.
I didn't even have a single beer on Christmas. It's the first time in ages.
So I feel like you're not, well, because you're not really much of a drinker anyway. No, you don't drink in the house.
But on Christmas, it's normally, especially with the after the Christmas dinner. But
So yeah, I'm a bit gutted since this is going to be the last Christmas of normality in my house, really, I'd say. So yeah, I should have made up for it, really. Yeah. Should have got extra drunk.
You've put me there.
I'm gonna have a few later anyway. Fuck you. Yeah, once I'm back home and that and settled, I'm fucking getting on it. Thank you.
Get on it, son.
Yeah. Last but not least, got a message from V. I don't know if that's their actual name, but that was the only bit of the email address that I could get out of you.
Right. V. Like V.
V. V. E. E. I've got.
Maybe short for Eve.
I don't know. I'm not going to read the email address out. One, because I haven't wrote it down, and two, I'm not going to go onto the emails to read it out. But I'm guessing that was the name. So yeah, hi guys, new to the pod. Just got reminded by a TikTok, so thought I'd ask if you ever had an opinion on the whole women choosing a bear over a man in the woods thing that was around earlier this year. Sorry if it's something you already spoke about. I don't think we did speak about
it. No, I don't. I'm not even too sure what she's referring to.
So it was, I feel like it was in the summertime. All these women were getting asked the question, so if you lost or stranded in the woods,
right,
would you prefer to stumble across a man, like a stranger, or a bear in the woods? And most of them were saying a bear.
The bear would just fucking kill him.
Yeah. But they were drawn aside, with a bear there than a man that they don't know there.
No, I mean, I feel like, you can't plan it. Everyone's not the same.
I think it was just like a big, stupid feminism movement going on, and they're all just chatting shit. Because at the end of the day, if there was a man there, you've got more chance of getting back to safety, getting out of the woods, than you have with the bear.
Yeah.
Because the bear's just going to be like, oh, meal, fucking savvy.
Yeah.
And just scram. You know, because they can't all be like Leonardo DiCaprio in whatever that film is.
Revenant,
is it?
The Revenant, yeah.
I've not seen it.
Good just, film, actually.
Well, he won his Oscar from it, didn't
he? Yeah. Great actor as well, isn't
he? Fucking geezer.
He picks his role as well, though, isn't he?
Picks his women well as well. Fucking still keeping him under 30. Fucking fair play to him. Well, you fucking mint it like that and you can do it, then why not, eh?
Why don't you just be single? Then yeah, that's the case.
But he is though, isn't he?
He's on off, doesn't he? So he's like with this 30-year-old, 20-year-old or whatever.
I'm having fun at the moment. This is fucking great. And then, you're getting on a bit now, Bab. I'm going to fucking move on to the next one. So, fair play to me. Hugh Hefner did it for fucking years anyway, didn't he?
He was like, though.
He was the original fucking baby old person. Other than P. Diddy. So I suppose that was good for baby old that P. Diddy started buying it all because Hugh Hefner died. We still don't know who the next one's going to be. Maybe he's going to be Obama and Michelle. We just don't know. Back to V's question, I think it was just bollocks, to be fair. Again, because we've seen all the clips of is it whatever podcast or something where it's always OnlyFans girls going around chatting shit and the men are just there being logical. Stop being a div, close your flaps and fucking listen to reason. So it was basically women like that were posing this question all the time. No, be safe with a bear. No, it wouldn't. You can't climb up a tree because the bear can climb up a tree. Fucking, not all men can climb up a tree.
No.
Because some are a bit special. You're more likely to be able to outrun the man. This is assuming that the man is going to be a predator and fucking try and attack and kill or rape or whatever anyway. You've got more chance of getting away from the man than you have the bear.
Yeah.
And, that's just assuming that. But if you are in the middle of the woods and there's that slim chance that anything like that happens, then what's the odds that they're going to be fucking alone for starters? Like, who's walking through the fucking woods on their own? Mm. Like, if a man's walking through the woods, he's lost himself or he's fucking like out hunting or something. Well, you know, they're not on their own, are they? No. We've fucking other people. So the women shouldn't be in the fucking woods on their own. That's the moral of the story, really. Stay out of the woods, stay in the kitchen, keep cooking and cleaning, and worry about what your man's going to do for you. And if you ain't got a man, get a man.
Right.
On that fucking...
podcast.
On that cancellation. And we shall leave it there. We've got shit to do. So, yeah. Hope you enjoyed it. Keep the messages coming in. Links are all in the description. And we will see you in the new year.
Yes.
Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.